KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Boys State basketball championship action continued yesterday. The semifinal round in three of the classes yesterday in Des Moines saw Dunkerton beat Belmont Clemmy 53-49 and West Lyon top Keota 61-40 to start the day in the 1A semis. 2A semifinals included West Fork defeating Trainer 51-46. Trainer had a one-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, but they were outscored 15-9 in the last 8 minutes. Jacob Flathers led Trainer with a dozen points, but West Fork had three players score in double digits as they post the win. Western Christian also a winner over Cascade, 52-46 in 2A semifinal play. In the 3A semis last night, Central Clinton beat Waverly Shellrock 56-54, and it was Wallard Catholic defeating Harlan 67-36. Jared Walker had 19 points. Cordell Pemsel had 14 points and 11 rebounds to lead the way for Wallard. Wallard was a swamping defensive effort last night as they held Harlan to just 21% shooting from the floor, Harlan making only three of their 21 three-point tries in that ballgame as they fall into the consolation round. Six games on the slate today at the Boys State Tourney. It starts with consolation in Class 1A today. The third-place game has Belmont Clemmy facing Keota. That's at 10 this morning. At 11:45, Trainer will play Cascade for third place in Class 2A. Then in the afternoon, it's the 4A semifinals. Bettendorf plays Iowa City West at 1:30, followed by West Des Moines Valley facing Sioux City North. Then the evening session includes the first two championship games of the week, as the 1A title game has West Lyon facing Dunkerton at 6:05. Then at 8:05 tonight, it's the 2A championship. Western Christian will battle West Fork for the title. Well, as bad as the past couple of weeks were for the Iowa Hawkeyes, it got even worse last night in Indianapolis. An emotionless Iowa team lost to lowly Northwestern 67-62 in the opening round of the Big Ten Conference tournament.
You got to tip your hat to a team that shares the ball in a way to make 11 threes. Because they weren't just dribbling down and shooting it. They were moving the ball and running stuff, whether it's against man or zone, and finding each other. Northwestern played well. They played better than us today.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes were dreadful on the offensive end as they shot 32% for the game and have now lost six of their last seven.
We'll stay positive as coaches, but we'll stay positive with one another. You know, you can't start pointing fingers and blaming each other. And, you know, my conversation after the game was very positive with regard to that because I believe in this team and the character that we have in that locker room.
Iowa's now 20-12 on the season, and they'll have to wait to find out what happens for them in the postseason. Elsewhere in Big Ten Conference tournament play yesterday in the first round, it was Illinois beating Indiana 64-54. Ohio State, 24th rated, held off Purdue 63-61, and Minnesota moves on with a 63-56 win over Penn State. Iowa State won a back-and-forth game in the Big 12 tournament quarterfinals, a 91-85 victory yesterday against Kansas State. Cyclone coach Fred Hoiberg talked afterward about the game that had 11 ties and 8 lead changes.
It was a great game, especially if you like offense, I guess. You know, I thought, you know, they're really tough to score on. And, you know, I thought early on, you know, they gave us a little bit of trouble with that pressure in the backcourt. But once we beat that front line, we had numbers in the back end.
The Cyclones out-rebounded the Wildcats 38-29. Big 12 Player of the Year Melvin Edgem led the Cyclones with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Four others were in double figures, including Dustin Hoag with 19 points and 10 boards.
He was terrific. And, you know, you look at Dustin all year long. He's been our dirt-working guy. He's made all big plays for us with a hustle board. And, you know, he goes out and he rebounds. And he defends every night, and he can score it. You know, it's good to see him get it going on the offensive end. Made some huge baskets when we really needed him.
George Niang had 18 points, Naz Long 14, and DeAndre Kane chipped in with 11. Iowa State, now 24-7, plays Kansas at 6 o'clock in the semifinals this evening. Kansas a winner yesterday, 77-70 in overtime over Oklahoma State. The rest of the Big 12 quarterfinals saw Baylor upend number 17 Oklahoma 78-73, and Texas beat up on West Virginia 66-49. In the Big East Conference tournament, Doug McDermott put on a dazzling shooting display in his Big East tournament debut, scoring a record 27 of his 35 points in the first half for number 14 Creighton in an 84-62 win over DePaul. The nation's leading scorer hit six of his first seven three-point attempts, sending the second-seeded Blue Jays into the semifinals tonight against third-seeded Xavier. Jahenz Manigat had 14 points for Creighton, which left the Missouri Valley Conference for the new-look Big East this season. as Austin Chapman had 11. Led by McDermott, the league's player of the year and a heavy favorite for several national awards, the Blue Jays shot a sizzling 14 for 22 from three-point range. That's 64% against the 10th-seeded Blue Devils. Elsewhere in the Big East Conference quarterfinals, Seton Hall pulls the big upset of the day. The Hall knocks off third-rated Villanova, 64-63. Providence over St. John's, 79-74, while Xavier beat Marquette, 68-65. In other top 25 college hoops last night, number 4 Arizona beat Utah, 71-39. Fifth-ranked Louisville over Rutgers, 92-31. Number 8 San Diego State beat Utah State, 73-39. 13th-ranked Cincinnati beat Central Florida, 61-58. Number 21 UConn over number 19 Memphis, 72-53. 20th-ranked New Mexico beat Fresno State, 93-77. Also, Houston knocked off number 25 SMU by a score of 68-64. In football news, Iowa State defensive tackle Rodney Coe has been kicked off the team. Cyclones spokesman Mike Green says Coe has been dismissed for violating team rules. Coe started the Cyclones' final four games in 2013 and finished with 37 tackles. Coe would have been a senior in 2014 and was expected to be a veteran leader for Iowa State's inexperienced defense. The Cyclones return a pair of starting linemen in Corey Morrissey and David Irving, with sophomores Pierre Aka and Devlin Cousin likely candidates to replace Coe at tackle. In NFL news, New England has agreed to contract terms with three-time All-Pro cornerback Darrell Revis. That's according to his business manager. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers released the three-time All-Pro Wednesday before he was due a $1.5 million bonus. Revis was cut after efforts to trade him and his $16 million salary failed. The Patriots wasted little time in finding a replacement for Aqib Talib, who left for a six-year contract worth a reported $57 million with the Denver Broncos. Jonathan Martin is officially a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Martin passed his physical to complete a trade that sent the offensive tackle from the Dolphins to the Niners to be reunited with his college coach, Jim Harbaugh. Martin left the Dolphins last fall after accusing teammate Richie Incognito of bullying in a scandal that overshadowed Miami's 8-8 season. Oakland has signed free agent defensive end Justin Tuck to a two-year contract. Tuck joins the Rangers following 9 seasons with the New York Giants, during which he helped the team win 2 Super Bowl titles. Tuck has made 2 Pro Bowls and has 60.5 career sacks, 20 forced fumbles, and 6 fumble recoveries in 127 career games. Carolina released all-time leading receiver Steve Smith after he spent 13 years with the team. That decision comes one day after Smith's agent, Derek Fox, told the Associated Press that the 13-year NFL veteran was not going to play for the Panthers next season. The Panthers were unable to trade Smith, who was set to cost $7 million under this year's salary cap. Fox said the Panthers never asked the 34-year-old Smith to restructure his current contract. Philadelphia's acquired running back and kick returner Darren Sproles from the New Orleans Saints for a 5th-round draft pick. Sproles is coming off one of his least productive seasons, ranking in the bottom 5 among punt returners and was 3rd-worst among kick returners. The Bengals have released linebacker James Harrison, leaving the former Defensive Player of the Year looking for his 3rd team in 3 seasons. The 35-year-old linebacker, Harrison, played in 15 games, starting 10, and finished 12th on the team in tackles. The Arizona Cardinals have signed wide receiver Ted Ginn Jr. to a 3-year contract, and they also agreed to terms on a 2-year deal to keep linebacker Matt Shaughnessy. The San Diego Chargers agreed to terms on a 2-year deal with backup quarterback Kellen Clemens, and they signed inside linebacker Cavell Connor to a 3-year deal. And Tennessee has signed quarterback Charlie Whitehurst to a multi-year deal, and a deal that reunites him with the Titans coach Ken Wisenhunt. The 31-year-old Whitehurst spent the last 2 years as Phillip Rivers' backup in San Diego, where Wisenhunt worked as offensive coordinator in 2013. In the NBA last night, Chicago beat Houston 111-87. It was Atlanta over Milwaukee 102-97. Oklahoma City beat the LA Lakers 131-102. In the National Hockey League, Carolina topped Buffalo 4-2, Boston over Phoenix 2-1, San Jose in a shootout 4-3 over Columbus, Tampa Bay beat Florida 5-4, St. Louis beat Edmonton 6-2, Minnesota edged the New York Rangers 2-1, and it was Toronto over Los Angeles by a 3-2 final. In baseball news, Philadelphia shortstop Jimmy Rollins has been benched for a 3rd straight game in what appears to be a problem with manager Ryne Sandberg. Sandberg was not available for comment early yesterday. After the Phillies' 6-5 win over Baltimore Wednesday, Sandberg had no comment when asked about Rollins' energy and positivity. Rollins says he's healthy and unsure why manager Sandberg decided to bench him this week. Cleveland's Jason Giambi will be sidelined for about 3 to 4 weeks with a broken rib in his right side. The 43-year-old was struck by a pitch in an exhibition game last week. The extent of the injury was revealed in an MRI that was taken after the discomfort increased. The Brewers will give Yovani Gallardo his fifth consecutive season-opening start on March 31st against Atlanta. He'll set a Brewers record for starts in consecutive openers and pull within one of Milwaukee's overall mark for openers set by Ben Sheets. And a bill that extends a sales tax rebate for the Iowa Speedway in Newton by 10 years and allows its new owners to take advantage of the tax break has passed a Senate committee and moves to the full chamber. The racetrack, bought by NASCAR in November, has about $9 million left on the tax rebate originally approved for the track. The original law said it could only be collected if the track was owned by an Iowa corporation and was nullified if a change of control reduced Iowa-based ownership. The proposed bill allows NASCAR to collect the remaining $9 million through 2026. Senator Bill Doetzler, a Waterloo Democrat, says the money will help NASCAR make improvements to the track, which he called an Iowa gem. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.